Dave from Palmdale, California.
Okay, David.
Great to talk to you, David and George. Actually, I have two questions. David, number one, have you been following the primaries here in America?
Yeah, from a distance, I have, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Then you know there's a revolution going on, and there's one candidate that's actually struck the chords of America, you know, just the freedom and our Constitution, going back to basics. And I know, I could tell by the mainstream media's, we can all tell by the mainstream media's reaction to this by suppressing the numbers, if you just look at the polls after the debates, and I'm not going to even mention his name, you guys can figure it out. After the debates, look at the polls. They're suppressing it. Now, they got their back to the wall, and we know that animals jump out, you know, they'll attack. What should we watch for in during this revolution of ours?
Well, first of all, the gentleman's doing a fantastic job articulating in the mainstream, because of his candidature, he has access, at least to some extent, to the mainstream media. And what he's saying about the money system, what he's saying about the erosion of freedoms and the war in Iraq is fantastic stuff. And it does touch a chord, because many of these things, we think that people don't have these feelings on a vast scale. It's not that. It's that they don't get access to the mainstream media to articulate the fact that that's how they feel. So we get the impression that there's a certain national feeling when actually the national feeling is not that at all. It's just what the mainstream media have put out is what. I mean, if you watch Fox News, you're not going to get a feeling for how the people of America think. But on the other hand, you've got two Illuminati candidates, big time. One is Rudolph Giuliani, and the other one is Hillary Clinton. And I've been talking about Hillary Clinton running for president now for must be 5 or 6 years, because there are people like Father George Bush and Hillary Clinton who are higher in the hierarchy. The hidden hierarchy than most presidents are, most presidential candidates, including her husband Bill and boy George Bush. They're both much further down. People like Hillary Clinton and Father George Bush, yes, they're puppets, because they all are of this hidden force, but they're puppeteers as well, not just puppets. And the fact that she's running for president, I feel there's a very good chance that that's the one they want, although Giuliani will suit them very much as well. And but what is happening now with this alternative candidate is just fantastic, and power to him. But the system will try to suppress what he's doing.
They won't let him win, David.
No, of course not, because it's Giuliani and Hillary Clinton. They're the candidates that they want, and they are absolutely both of them.
And they'd be
100% puppets of this force.
And they'd be happy with either one.
Yes, either one would do the job. You see, if Giuliani won, and for him to win, he would have to be there have to be massive kind of events which would get enough people to perceive him as the strong man we need at this time. And if he won, of course, the whole neocon network that is around the Bush administration would stay in place. So that's a benefit from that point of view. But Hillary Clinton is a real piece of wizardry. I mean, I've done so much research about her over the years, and there's a lot about her in the book. She is not just your average puppet politician. She is not. And I think there's a very good chance that they would want her. And this is sobering, George, to think about this, you know. In the land of the free, where there are 300 million people now, we are told that anyone can become president. Well, just hold on a second. In 1980, we had Bush Reagan. And for two terms, Father George Bush was the president of the United States. Anyone who's looked at that could see that plainly, that Reagan was a front man. We then go from two terms of Father George Bush, in effect, to an official term of Father George Bush. There's three terms of Father George Bush. We then go to two terms of Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton, the Clinton family, and Hillary are fundamentally connected to the Bush family, and were, as my book shows, way back before anyone had heard of Bill Clinton running for president. We then go from Clinton to two terms of boy George Bush. What are we now? Two.
five, it's a dynasty
four,
now.
Five, six, seven. Now, if Hillary Clinton wins the next election, we're going to an eighth term of the Bush-Clinton dynasty, who are absolutely controlled by the same force and fundamentally controlled, connected to each other. And that will take us to when? That will take us to 2012. If she wins two terms, it would take us to 2016. And
yeah.
I said earlier, it's the window of time between now and 2016 when they really want this whole stuff put into place, this whole structure of control. So if people dismiss everything else that I say just in America, just think this. You've had two families as president all this time in the land of the free. Do you think there might be something wrong here?